40 years after the end of U.S. wars in Southeast Asia, the Obama administration is easing up on the U.S. ban on sales of lethal weapons to Vietnam. During a recent visit to Washington by Vietnam's Deputy Prime Minister Pham Binh Minh, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the sale of P-3 Orion patrol aircraft to boost Vietnam's maritime security. These planes could allow Vietnam to detect submarines in the disputed South China Sea. The arms sale comes as Vietnam's dispute with China over islands in the South China Sea is heating up. In May, China deployed a deep-sea oil drilling rig near the disputed Paracel Islands. When vessels from the two nations repeatedly rammed each other near the rig, the naval conflict triggered protests and riots in Vietnam, targeting Chinese business interests. Relations between the U.S. and Vietnam have warmed considerably since formal diplomatic ties were established 20 years ago. The U.S. is now engaged in negotiations with Vietnam on the controversial Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement, a process that excludes China. Human Rights Watch says the sale of maritime aircraft to Vietnam is a mistake, since there is concern about Vietnam's human rights record, where 150 dissidents and bloggers are currently in Vietnamese prisons. Private Medicare Advantage plans for senior citizens are under growing scrutiny for aggressively using patient risk scores to boost reimbursement rates from Medicare. Research from the Department of Health and Human Services recommends new, tougher auditing standards to review payments made to Medicare Advantage insurance plans. Sicker patients command higher rates than healthier ones, but the industry has been criticized for allegedly overstating how sick some patients are in order to boost Medicare revenue, a practice known as upcoding. The aim of the proposed new audits is to flag and stop upcoding. Medicare expects to pay private Medicare Advantage insurance plans over $160 billion this year. These health plans are popular since they provide extra benefits and can charge less out-of-pocket expenses than traditional Medicare. Yet several whistleblower lawsuits are pending in federal courts accusing Medicare Advantage plans of overstating how sick their patients are in order to boost corporate profits. In June, the Center for Public Integrity released a study charging that Medicare paid $70 billion to cover overbilling due to deliberately inflated risk scores between 2008 and 2013. Currently, two insurance companies, United Health Group and Humana, control 40% of the Medicare Advantage market. The state of Arizona has settled a major prisoner lawsuit, agreeing to improve health care for inmates and reform solitary confinement rules for incarcerated individuals with mental illness. The agreement covers 33,000 inmates in Arizona state prisons. While Arizona Department of Corrections Commissioner Charles Ryan did not admit to any wrongdoing, the state has agreed to seek new funding to boost healthcare staffing levels, offer cancer screening for older inmates, and monitor prisoners with chronic diseases. A class action lawsuit against the Corrections Department, filed by the American Civil Liberties Union and Prison Law Office in 2012, cited the case of an Arizona inmate with a history of prostate cancer who had to wait 2 years for a biopsy. In the settlement, the Arizona Department of Corrections agreed to meet 100 healthcare performance standards and allow inmates' attorneys to monitor compliance. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.